We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. We're continuing the sugya of kshira, of tying. We learned yesterday that there are three levels. There's kesher shel kayama, which means a knot that's made to stay forever, and that type of knot is chayiv on Shabbos. Then you have a kesher she'ena shel kayama, which is made to stay a little bit, and shaila how long, either means a week, or it means more than a day. Then halach is asam v'drav bottom. And you have the third type of knot, which is made to undo every day, or maybe every week, and that is mutar l'chatchila. And one of the cases of the Mishnah that's mutar l'chatchila is mafteach haluka. That means the isha wearing like a cape, and she ties one end on one shoulder, other end on the other shoulder. The halach is that that is not a problem of kshira, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Freit gemara kasha. We're starting on Kuf Yud Beis, four lines from the top. Mafteach Mishnah says it's mutar mafteach haluka, pshita, it's pashit, that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Of course, taking it off every day. Of course, it's mutter to do. Le'tzricha, the islei tarti dashi. It has two doors, which means there's two knots, like we said. The one on the one shoulder, on the shoulder. So now with the tema, chodim and avtu and vatel, since it's possible to take it off by untying one side, so maybe if you tie both on Shabbos, one of them is here to stay. So one of them here to stay is the kesher shel kayama. And we don't know which one it is. So both aser, because one of them you're leaving there. Kamash v'law, and that's still mutter. Why is it mutter? So it's two pshatim reshayim, but one of the reasons are that since you don't know which one you're going to untie, each one is considered a kesher shein kayama. Because one of them for sure you're going to untie today, therefore they're both considered a kesher shein shel kayama. The Mishnah says, Vaita, v'chutei svacha, the strings of your head covering. It can be like these days of binigay, like those bandanas that you tie. So there also says that it's mutar on Shabbos. Pshita, you take off your head covering every night. So tomorrow, le'tzricha, d'rvichala. The way they put this head covering is make it loose. So ma'adatem, mishashafalei, they'll just pull it off. After they finish wearing it, they'll just pull it off. And therefore, the knot will stay. So the knot's kesher shel kayama. Kamash v'law, no. That the isha chasa al-saira, isha cares about it here. And if she pulls it off, mishasharilei, if she pulls it off, it's going to rip out the hair. So therefore, Mishra Shaila, she unties it and takes it off. She doesn't just pull it off her head. She's scared she's going to pull out some hair. And therefore, the halach is, it's not a problem of doing it on Shabbos because we're for sure going to untie it today. And Rashi speaks out that we have another case in the Mishra, the Piskia, which is like a belt. They also say the same thing, that Ma'al the Tema, you could just slip it off. Kamash V'lon, that's not serious to do that. And therefore, they're going to take it off like a mensch. And therefore, it's not a chash of Kesh Shakayam. Mishnah further, Rutsuis Mindel Vasandal. It says that shoelaces you let it untie every day. You let it tie and untie every day. Because you untie it every day, therefore it's not called Keshak Yama. Itma. We learned. Hit the Rutsuis Mindel Vasandal. Someone who unties Rutsuis Mindel Vasandal. Tani Chada Chayev Chatas. One bride says Chayev Chatas. Tani Idach Pata Avalasa. It's Pata Chatas, but it's Vasa Rabbanim. Tani Idach Mutter Chatrilo. So what's the Shver? It's Sven Armish said it's Mutter. And here we have three different options. Either it's chayiv, or part of asr, or mutter. Kasha minol, minol kasha, sandals. Kasha on our Mishnah, it says stam, that it's mutter. So, the Gemara, minol, minol, like kasha, it's not shver. Ha, diktoni chayiv, chatos. The case, they chayiv. What, minol is a shoe, and sandal is like a sandal. Minol is a whole leather thing you put your foot in, and then you just tie it on top with shoelace. Sandal is more like a flat sole, with maybe little things on the side, little hard pieces of leather on the side, and then you tie it on your foot with string. So it's mainly tied with string on your foot, and the main shoe is just a sole with a little bit of little sides on it. That's a sandal. So first, minol minol kasha, halitoni chayev chatos. That says in our Mishnah that you in this brisa that you chayev chatos. What's the case? It's talking about ushkapi. Talking about the shoemaker's knot, which is when they make the shoe, they insert the shoelaces in to stay. In those days, the shoelaces there were to stay, and they tie the shoelaces into the shoe, and that's their shalkayama. Therefore, yechayev chatas. When the shoemaker makes the knot, it's their shalkayama. Part of also is talking about the rabbanon by the rabbanon, which means by the rabbis. It means that those people, the people learned, they didn't untie the shoe every day. We're talking about the shoe that you tie yourself. But the rabbanon didn't untie the shoe every day. They wanted to go quicker, so they just took off their shoe and slipped it back on the next morning without retying it. So the tie was there for a week or a chodesh, Rashi says. It was there for a while. And therefore, it'd be a shaila of it's the rabbanon, because it's not a matter every day, but it's not a kesh shakayama, because you untie it once in a while. Rashi says for the tit. You don't walk, if you have to go into mud, you'll untie it. But the Maya says, since it's not untied every day, it's also mid the Rabbanon. And our shoe, Mutachatchila, B'nei Mechuza. Mutachatchila is talking about the B'nei Mechuza, who was like us, that they wore their shoes tight on the feet, and they didn't go to sleep with the shoe. So they took off the shoe before they went to sleep every night. And therefore, it's Mutachatchila. Now, so we keep on teaching the Gemara, like where Rashi learns it, like Pashas the Gemara, the three levels, Kesh, Shaka, Yama, and then in between and third. There's a very important riff in Rambam that speak out, there's another tonight, Vichayev Chatas. You need a Maisa Uman. And they teach the riff over here, of an art, teaches Uda Ush, Kapay, means it was Shaka Yama, and it was a Maisa Uman. So to be chayv echad according to Rif, you need ma'isa uman. And potav aser, he holds either or. Either ma'isa uman, or if it's a certain amount of time, it makes it aser b'derabanan. So it comes out a chumra and a kula in the Rif. The kula is, you're not chayv echad until you have both. But there's a chumra, just being a ma'isa uman, even if it's one day, less than one day, it still be aser. And it could be a machmer, like both sheet, like the Rif also, because the mechav passes like the Rif and the Rambam. The Rambam also holds like this. And therefore, what Vinigay is that the Ramah says, you know, make a double knot, even for a short time on Shabbos. Why? Because he holds a double knot, the Shail of Maisa Uman. And therefore, he can't make a double knot for a short amount of time. And it's a Shail of, well, if a double knot, the good is included in that in the Ramah. But that's what Ramah says. It says, any Maisa Uman is also even for a short time. So that's middle on middle. Sandal on sandal. We're going to answer similarly, like middle on middle. Sandal is not like Kasha. That says Chayv Chatas, but the tie the Kati Ushpakabi. It's talking about who wore these sandals. The people who wore the sandals were like the Soichim Ishmaelim, the Arab merchants. They wore this. And the shoemakers tied those Ritsuis with a Keshe Shakavua into the sandal, and they used that as a sandal forever with those tied strings. So this was made with shoemaker, those strings, and they're there forever, therefore it's Chayv Chatas. Part of also is the Chumato de Kati Inu. It's talking about the knot that the people who wear sandals, they tie up themselves, lasts a week or a chaydish. And Mutchatchila besaldo nafke bebe tre. Mutchatchila means that a sandal that two people wear. That, in order to give an example of that, let's say two people wear the same sandals, he has to undo it every day to give it to his friend to wear. You know, they both wear it, I wear it till 12 and you wear it from 12 to 6. So therefore, you have to untie it every day. That's the case where sandals, mutar lechatchila. That's the case. Now, what's called shel kayama forever? So since Rashi says the case of the middle darga is shavua chayda, someone in the dayik, if it's more than a month already, it's called shel kayama. But others say, it's nothing to do with the time. Shel kayama means I plan indefinitely, I plan on leaving here, that's called shel kayama. So I'm going to give an example now, an Afrika Bay Trek. Rav Yehuda, Achu, the Rav Salah Hasida. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Salah Hasida, Havalehu Zugur Sandali. He had one pair of sandals, one pair. Zimna Afrika Bay, something he used it. Zimna Afrika Bay Yenuka, something his child used it. Also, Kameh Abaya, and Amaleh, he asked Abaya, am I allowed to tie this and untie this on Shabbos, these sandals? Amaleh, Chayiv Chatas. I had it said it's mutter. I was asking you, is it pot of also that would be shmer to me? Pot of also be shmer to me. Walk, I'm untying it every day, and you're telling me chayev chatas, Carmeli. You're telling me chayev chatas. So Abaya asked him, okay, so my time, why do you have it shmer that it should be pot of, which should be also? Why do you have it shmer? In the weekday also, sometimes I untie it, sometimes I give it every day. Me and my son wear it. So it's obviously something made to untie every day. I'm like, oh, yachi, that's the case. I didn't get the shayla klar. That's the shayla. Mutar lechatchila. It's taka mutar lechatchila. We just said that something you untie every day is mutar lechatchila. So the Gemara, Rav Yirmi have a cause of asher Rav Avoh Karmelis. Rav Yirmi was walking behind Rav Avoh in a Karmelis, and ifzika ritzua de sandle. The ritzua of Rav Yirmi fell and broke, and the sandal fell off his feet. That's what Rashi learns. It was Rav Yirmiyah's shoes. Rav Yirmiyah's shoes fell off, it broke off, the sandal broke off. Now he didn't know what to do, because now it's Shiloh, it's in Karmelis, he can't carry it. And maybe even the sandal's muksa, what should he do? And he can't retie it. Amalei, my never low, yes, Rav, what should I do? So Ravo told him, Amalei, shekol gemi lach, the chazamach behem of karachlai, take this little piece of rubber, that's right from Acha Behema. It means something, a reed, that's something that grows from a tree or from the ground. And use that to tie your shoe on your foot. And since that thing is right from Acha Behema, it's not muksa. And you can tie it onto your foot. And you just wrap it around. That was one maisa. Another maisa, similar maisa. Abaya v'koye kamei d'av yesef. Abaya was from yesef. If sikler ritsuyo, his string snapped off his sandal. Amalei, my avidlei. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, what should I do? What should I do with my shoe? Amalei, Shavke, leave it over here. Don't touch it. It's muksa. The shoe is muksa. So the Ramayish told Rav Yirmiya, why is it Rav Yirmiya? Yirmiya told him, wrap it with a gemilach and bring it in. And here he tells him, don't even touch the shoe. What's going on? And for the Gemara, hosom loy mintar. The case of Rav Yirmiya and Rav Avo was talking about in the Carmelis. And if he left today, he's going to lose the sandal. Halka minta, here it's in the Chatzar. So in the Chatzar, you're going to lose the sandal. So that's the Gemara's task. Now, the Rishonim already asked right away, what are we talking about? If you're scared you're going to lose your shoe, you're allowed to have a muksa? It's not a heter. And therefore, the Rishonim bring down a teretz that it's a little tiefer than that. That since it's not minta in the Carmelis, so then you don't mind wrapping it with a gemilach and bringing and walking with that. Since it's roya to do that, it's not muksa because it's roya to wear as a shoe with a gemilach because I don't want to leave it there. Therefore, it makes the shoe not muksa. Masha Enkin in the chotzer, I would never want to walk around with this as a Michael Behemoth around my foot. And I don't care about the shoe because it's in the chotzer, it's safe. I'll just get it after Shabbos. Therefore, that's what makes it muksa. It's not roya to use for anything now. Masha Enkin in the commas, it's roya to use because you're not going to leave it there. Let's say the Ravid, the Ram brings down the Ravid, and that's how he learned the Gemara. But now the Gemara has the Kasha Stamazah. You tell me that the shoe is muksa, the sandal is muksa. Break the Gemara of Amonuhu. It's a kli, Lamaisa. You still can use it a little bit. You still. The part is, it's still a kli. Why? Dibino hafichna levi yom yismal. Because you can switch it. Now let's explain the Kasha. The Kasha of the Gemara, if a shoe is so ruined, it'll never be able to be fixed. So then it's muksa. But if it's royal to be fixed, and you can use it for something right now, which means what? Here you can use it for the cover. You cover a barrel. It has some kind of use. Then the halacha is it's not muksa. If it could be fixed, and it's roya for some kind of halacha, then it's not muksa. So the question is, this shoe is roya to use. Now Rashi explains that these sandals had these two pieces of leather from each side, the right side and left side. One's to the inside of the foot, one's on the outside of the foot. So. And that's where you tie the strings on those little pieces of material, those pieces of leather. Now, if the inside one breaks off, so then it's roya to fix the shoe. Why? You bring it to the shoemaker, he sews it back on, even though it looks like it's patched on, but no one sees the inside of your foot while you're walking. No one sees that part. Therefore, you don't have no problem doing that. But if the outside lip gets broken off, there the shoe is gone. Why? Because I sew back on, it's very obvious and looks funny. Looks like a pauper. I'm wearing something with sewed on the outside. So therefore, it's already useless. But the Gemara's kasha is that even if the outside got ripped off, I could turn the sandal around. Those are the sandals where it could rear both ways. You could turn it around and it'll be on the inside. So what's the problem? Break the Gemara kasha of Amanu, who would be in a fich lemi and a smile. I could turn it around from right to left. So why is it not a keli? That was a kasha. The Gemara is asking, I could turn around the shoe and then the lip will be on the inside and I'll be able to sew it on and that won't be a problem. Amalei. So Rav Yosef said to Abaye, then no, we pass on Rav Yehuda holds that that's not good. That you switch the shoe around does not make it into a keli. Because he holds that's not a normal thing to switch it around and therefore it's not called a keli. And the Gemara will hold Rav Yehuda to explain this. Amalei, and since Rav Yechanan tried to far enfer the memra according to Rav Yehuda, we see that halacha Rav Yehuda. And we'll see Rav Yehuda holds that you could turn it around is not enough to make it into a shoe. Because right now, the mindset, the outside one broke off, it's not called a keli. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. And since Rav Yechanan is shakal v'tari in Rav Yehuda, we pask like Rav Yehuda. And now, let the Gemara develop this raya. Mahi, what are we talking about? The Tanya, look at the Braisa. Sandal shenifsku shtei ozna. You have a shoe that lost both its sides, both lips, both sides. The shtei ozna and shtei tarsiya yisab. The shtei ozna is the sides of the shoe that help you pull it onto your foot. And the shtei tarsiya yisab is the things that we were talking about. It's like it's two loops on the side where the strings are tied, the two lips on both sides where the strings are tied. So lost all both ozna and both tarsiya yisab. Or you need to call a calf, or the sole got removed. Shaloi, tahar. This shoe is tahar l'kuliyama, so it's not a keli anymore. So we're talking about hilchos tumah here. Once that gets removed, that's not a keli anymore, and it's tahar. It's like it broke. It's gone. But if achas ma'ozdav, achas ma'tarsiyosav, if it was one of the ears, one of the things that you pull a shoe on with, and one of the tarsiyosav, one of the loops on the side that you put the strings in through it, and that's what we're talking about until now, those are two lips on the side. Or if only roiv of the soul was removed, tamei. It's still a keli and it's tamei. That's what the Tanakhama says. So it means either one of those lips that are removed, it's still tamei because you go switch the shoe around. Switch it around and put the left and foot. You know, the inside, you always want on the inside, but you always switch, turn the shoe around. Rav Yehuda even know, nifska pnimis is tamei. If the inside one gets ripped off, it's tamei, because I can re-sew that, it's not embarrassing. But hagitzayna, if the outside one got ripped, then the loch is, that's tar, because I'm not going to switch it around. Bama ula, v'teima rab v'chana, om rab yechna. If ula or rab v'chana, sev shem rab yechna. Ki machlekes in yotoma, seins machlekes in yotoma. If it's called a keli or not, when the outside one gets ripped off, Rab Tanakam holds is called a keli, and Rab Hudol is not called a keli, kach machlekes in Shabbos. Sev machlekes in Shabbos. But it says, but not legabi chalitza. What does that mean? Not legabi chalitza. So v'havinim, and they declared the shayla in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yechon liber deman. Who's Rabbi Yechon saying according to this? Who's he going according to? If he's going according to the Rabbanon, hold that it is a keli when it's missing even the outside. So midlein tuma manahava. So how do you read that memra? Since tuma it's a keli, lin shabbos not manahava. And then what does it mean? He said the words were avloy lechalitza, avloy lechalitza, avloy lechalitza, the lav manahu. Not chalitza because chalitza already has to be a better shoe. But it's not true for the Gemara. That's not true. Vatanan cholzo shosmal biyamin. If you took a left foot, the loch is in your right foot for the chalitza of a yavam. When you take it off and she spits in the shoe, that she has to take off the right foot. So the loch is that cholzo shosmal biyamin. If the yavama took off the left shoe off the right foot, that's good. It's kosher. So here also, what's the ma'isa? You can turn the shoe around, so it's kosher, and sew it up. It's kosher. So if you're a bono holds a keli for Shabbos and a keli for Tumah, of course a keli for Chalitza. The Ella, you can tell me, he's going to come into Rehuda, Lirav Yehuda. And with Lina, Tumah lav manu, Lina Shabbos, not lav manu. This is the guy with Tumah, it's not a keli, Lina Shabbos, it's not a keli. Ava loy le Chalitza. But not the Chalitza, the manu, but Chalitza it's good for. Frank the Gemara, Eimer Darmina, Chalitza Shosmal, be a min Chalitza Shere. When do we say that if you put on a left foot, a left shoe on your right foot, it's kosher. Hecha the Muslim manu. Only if for that foot it's good. But hecha the Muslim manu. Here it's not a good shoe for anything. So if it's not a good shoe, we're saying it's paski. It's not a good shoe, so you can't put it anywhere. So chalitza wouldn't be kosher. The Amar Rav Yehuda nifska achitzayin tar. It's tar. It's not an alav manu. It's not a manu. It's not a keli. It's not a keli. You can't tell me it's good for chalitza. It's not that can be either. So what's this memra of Rav Yechanan? So the Torah, Oilom Aliba, the Rav Yehuda, Rav Yechanan is going to go to Yehuda. Let's see, read it. Emem Chayin Lechalitza. Ba'ak Maslan, like Maslan, like this. The Chi Aminan, Chalitza Shal Smal, Vashal Emin, Chalitza Ksheira. It says that, so Chayin Lechalitza would mean that's also no good for Rav Yehuda by Chalitza. Now he's not good to Gavi Shabbos, and not like Gavi Tumma, the Chalitza also not good. And what's the Kamashalom? What's the Chiddush? The Chi Aminan, Chalitza Shal Smal, Vashal Emin, Chalitza Ksheira. That we said that a left shoe on the right foot is kosher. It's only hecha to the milsi manu. Only if for that foot, for the left foot, it's a good shoe. Have a hoch la milsi manu. If for that foot is not a good, it's not a good shoe, you can't use that for chalitza either. And why couldn't this member be going according to the rabbanon? So Rashi and Tosafot will speak out that there wouldn't be a chiddush then. If be the rabbanon, if say v'chein lechalitza that it is a keli, it wouldn't be a chiddush because avivite, if it's missing only one lip, it's kosher, and it's a good shoe, so of course it's kosher chalitza. Why shouldn't we go chalitza? What's the chiddush? But the fear of Yehuda is a chiddush. The fear of Yehuda is a chiddush. People say it's not a keli shab, it's not a keli toa. Maybe for chalitza it should be kosher, because amaisa, you're putting it on the right foot, and you put it on the right foot, it's kosher for chalitza. Kamashlo, no, it has to be a good shoe, a good left shoe they put on the right foot. It has to be a good shoe, a good keli, and that could be used for chalitza. That's a chiddush. So we see Akaponim. So what do we see? This is the end of the Cheshbon. That we see Rav Yechram goes like Rav Yehuda. What does Rav Yehuda hold? That if the outside one gets ripped, it's no good even to switch it around. That's the Maisa, where one of his lips, the outside lip got ripped off, and he told me, can't touch it, because it's muksuk. Why? Because it's going according to Rav Yehuda. Why go to Rav Yehuda? Because Rav Yechram, Pasch is like Rav Yehuda.